Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. There are amazing people in the scriptures who knew God, loved God, walked with God, and demonstrated that to people around them. That's who I want to be. I hope you want to be that individual as well. We're looking at the book of Ruth, seeing how Ruth is one who loved her God, loved her family, and demonstrated that in a real way. She's a great inspiration to all of us. In Ruth, the first chapter, verses 8 to 10, we read, "But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, 'Go return, each of you, to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband.' Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, 'No, we will return with you to your people.' Naomi understood that she had nothing to offer these young ladies." Think about that. She had nothing in her time and her age to offer these young ladies. Their husbands were dead. Her sons were dead. Her husband was dead. There was nothing she could give to them. And she was admitting that and saying, "It's time for you to go. Start your own life. Do what you need to do. I can't take care of you." Naomi understood that she had nothing. In her day, a family without men was a disaster. An older woman to look after would hinder these young ladies from finding a new husband and a new life. At first, they both understood that nobody would care for Naomi if they left, and they refused the notion. But as time went on, and Naomi honestly told them again that their hope of a better life with her was slim, Oprah agreed and left. Ruth, however, knew Naomi would need care and refused to go, and in essence was giving up what could have been. Ruth has a book in the Bible named after her, Oprah. She's kind of forgotten. See, Ruth did something that was difficult to do, but right to do. It's always right to take care of those that have needs. It's always right to position yourself to love those around you and care for your family. Ruth was going to do that. No matter what it cost her, she was set out to do that. In the end, we see that her decision to do what was right, regardless of how it affected her personal circumstances, was what was blessed. She knew God. She knew what was right, and she had the courage to do what's right. May she be an inspiration to all of us as we live our lives today. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.